Hi, this is Carl from Web Courses Bangkok. Web design is an interesting medium because it really does reach the world and anybody can listen to what you're saying. Even the words I'm saying now can be heard in Afghanistan, in Japan, in Shrewsbury, in England. And the thing about the web design is that it really is a worldwide medium. So does that mean that you have to design for the world? Yes and no. Yes, because the world is listening, and no, because you need to really apply your design to your audience. So does that mean that web design means that you need to think about your audience first before you think about your own creative needs? Again, yes and no. Yes, because you need to reach your audience because you've identified them to be your demographic, and hopefully your demographic will bring you leads and your leads will bring you money. Now, if you're an e-commerce website like, Amazon or Wilkshire Farm Foods, it means that you need to supply them with what they want so they give you what you need, which is money. And that allows you to keep doing what you're doing. So, the part of the no, which means that you can express your creative juices to the world without reprise. The reason for that is that there is many websites out there that go unnoticed. So, does that mean that they are worthless? No. It does actually mean that somebody out there has given their expressive juices an outlet. And that's a wonderful thing. So if you are starting out in web design, my advice is really do spread your wings first, because let's face it, the world is massive and so is the internet. You are not going to get noticed very quickly. So if you are a new web designer, really do express yourself and then find your niche. Find that lengthwise of the T that you really fit in and express it. And then if you do express it, you might find that someone else expresses the same view. And then by doing that, you'll reach a bigger market. Now, there's an old saying that if you have a market that everybody loves, what is your niche? So find your niche first, and those niche people are more likely to converse into something that makes you money. So if you are a beginner and you find your niche and you find people who like your niche, you're more likely to make money. That's my advice for today. Thanks. Bye.